الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وألف بين قلوبهم وقال تعالى واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا صدق الله العظيم Respected ulama, brothers and elders, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and durood salutation be upon His most beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As you would have noticed that in the past few weeks and the past few days, a series of lectures and bayans have been given with regards to the love and honor and virtue of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Who are the Sahaba radiallahu anhum? They are the companions of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Companions that were chosen by Allah to be the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who took the deen from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and conveyed it via a chain to us. So the most important and integral point that we should remember at all times is that Sahaba radiallahu anhum were chosen by Allah. Not by anybody else, but by Allah. To be the companions of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this, today's bayan or lecture, and in fact, probably throughout the country, even in Mauritius as well, today's topic is with regards the mutual love, honor and respect that Sahaba radiallahu anhum had for the Ahle Bayt, the family of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and vice versa. The mutual love and respect and honor that the Ahle Bayt had for the rest of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Who are the Ahle Bayt? They are the blessed wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those upon whom the acceptance of zakat is prohibited, namely the Bani Hashim. Love for the Ahle Bayt is compulsory without any form of extremism. It is upheld by discussing their virtues, their accolades, and protecting their rights as stipulated in the Sharia. Honoring the Ahle Bayt, all members of the Ahle Bayt, all members of the family of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam deserve to be honored and revered in accordance with their piety, as Allah distinguished them from everyone else. However, upon those whom Allah has bestowed more virtue and more merit are specifically deserving of more virtue and more merit. So the Ahle Bayt are the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Virtues of the Ahle Bayt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated by means of the salutation that we sent to them. In Durood Ibrahim, we read, وَعَلَىٰ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ Salutations be upon the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, salutations upon the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been stipulated by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are obliged to send salutation upon the family of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of Qiyamah, every lineage, every family will be severed. There are no family on the day of Qiyamah. There is no lineage on the day of Qiyamah. Each man for himself. A son will not help his father nor his mother. But the lineage and the family of the Ahle Bayt will be established on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, every lineage will be severed on the day of Qiyamah, excepting the lineage of the Ahle Bayt, excepting the lineage of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Among the famous Ahle Bayt, as we know, is the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima radiallahu anha, the son-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ali radiallahu anhu, his wives, Aisha, Khadija radiallahu anhun, and his uncles, Hamza and Abbas radiallahu anhum. These are among the famous Ahle Bayt or famous family members of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the 10th of Muharram, Sahaba radiallahu anhum found that the Jews were celebrating the savior that at the time of Musa alayhi salam, the Bani Israel were saved from Fir'aun. So the Jews were celebrating this particular day on which they were saved from the tyranny of Fir'aun. Some people use this particular day or date highlighting the virtue of Hussein radiallahu anhu, who was martyred on this day. And they draw a distinction between Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the Ahle Bayt, the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They draw a divide between Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they make us feel that these are two different groups. And they have utmost honor and respect for the Ahle Bayt. And we, the Ahle Sunnah wal Jama'ah, have no honor and respect for the Ahle Bayt. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Sahaba radiallahu anhum in the Quran, He does not describe them as two groups, as the Ahle Bayt on one side and Sahaba radiallahu anhum on the other side. He describes them as one group. Sahaba are one group. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes their mutual love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in their hearts for one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the unity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put among them between Sahaba and Ahle Bayt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't draw a line between Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the Ahle Bayt, the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are one entity. They are one group described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like on the 10th of Muharram, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the effect that we are more closer to Musa alayhi salam than the Jews. We are more closer to Isa alayhi salam than the Christians, because we believe in what Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam believed in. And we subscribe to the notion and ideology and idea and aqidah to that which Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam prescribed towards. That is believing in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So rather we, the Ahle Sunnah wal Jama'ah, are more closer to all Sahaba, including the Ahle Bayt, than any other group that is out there. We respect and honor and show more virtue towards all Sahaba, including the Ahle Bayt, than any other group that is out there. Let us enumerate the relationship between Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the Ahle Bayt. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, and mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, he says, that by Him in whose control lies my life, that is Allah, maintaining good relations with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family is dearer to me than maintaining my own family relations. In other words, maintaining family ties with the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more dearer to me than maintaining my own family ties. And who is saying this? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And there are groups out there who beguile and sway and run down Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu used to always be on either side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu on one side, on the right hand side, and Umar radiallahu anhu on his left hand side. Once the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abbas radiallahu anhu, enters the gathering. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sees the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and makes some space. He makes way so that Abbas radiallahu anhu could be seated next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, it is only the one with virtue that recognizes another with virtue. It is only you that has virtue would recognize Abbas radiallahu anhu, who is also a virtuous person. at the demise and passing away of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the entire Medina Munawwara was in sorrow and grief. Ali radiallahu anhu comes to the house of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and with a sigh and a lump in his throat, he says these few words. What does he say? He says, "O Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, this is Ali radiallahu anhu from the Ahl Bayt, the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, expounding the virtue of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And he says, O Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, you were the first to accept Islam, the Shahada, on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You were from among us the most sincere in your belief. You, in your conviction in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were unmatched. You spent your life in the protection of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You gave your life for the protection of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You were the most compassionate to the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You resemble Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in character the most. There was no equal therein. And he says, at the end, he says, on behalf, Ali radiallahu anhu is saying to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, on behalf of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we say Jazakumullahu khair to you. We thank you on behalf of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. When the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima radiallahu anha, was on her deathbed or very ill, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sends his wife, Asma radiallahu anha, to serve the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she stays with Fatima radiallahu anha until she passes away. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sends his wife to serve the queen of paradise of Jannah on her deathbed. Because of the virtue, as we had mentioned, that all lineage and all family ties will be broken on the day of Qiyamah. The only lineage and family tie that will not be severed is the lineage of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the family, the lineage of the Ahl Bayt of Rasulullah, the family of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For this very reason, Umar radiallahu anhu proposed for the daughter of Ali radiallahu anhu, Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha, he proposed for the daughter of Ali radiallahu anhu for this very reason, so that he can be connected and he can have a family tie and family relation with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abbas radiallahu anhu, the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says that Umar radiallahu anhu used to love the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and show respect and honor for the grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhumah, more than his own son Abdullah. He would love the grandchildren of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than his own son Abdullah. Ali radiallahu anhu served as an advisor to Umar radiallahu anhu. If Umar radiallahu anhu did not like the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would not have had Ali radiallahu anhu as his advisor. Zainul Abidin, the grandson of Ali radiallahu anhu, once a group of people came to him. And because he is from the Ahl Bayt, they started using vile and foul language with regards Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, and Uthman radiallahu anhu. They started running them down. Zainul Abidin, the grandson of Ali radiallahu anhu, told them in a very polite, if not a harsh manner, that please leave this gathering. He did not see and could not stand that these people are viling and beguiling the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In showing the love that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for Sahaba radiallahu anhum. On the occasion and the story of Tasbih Fatima. Fatima radiallahu anha used to do her chores. And Ali radiallahu anhu came to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to request a slave so that that slave could help in the household chores of Fatima radiallahu anha. So at that particular time, there were slaves that were captured in one of the expeditions. Ali now comes to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is busy. Thereafter, a while thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes to the house of Ali radiallahu anhu and asks, what was your business? What was the matter? Why did you come and see me? So it was explained to him that Fatima radiallahu anha does the household chores, and these household chores are a bit of a burden. They are bearing down on her. So she would request that a slave be given to her so that the slave can help in the household chores of Fatima radiallahu anha. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains to her that these slaves have been allocated to the Ashab Suffa. These slaves have been allocated to other Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And for you is 33 times subhanallah, 33 times alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar before you go to sleep. So he gave preference of these slaves to Sahaba radiallahu anhum over his own family. So respected friends and brothers, Sahaba radiallahu anhum were one unit. They were united, they had mutual love and respect for one another. There was no distinction between Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the Ahle Bayt. And we should view them likewise. They are one unit. They should all be revered and honored and respected. And the reason for having this series of bayans with regards to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, so that we tell our children about it and they grow up loving and respecting Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So whoever comes to them saying whatever they want to say with regards to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, we would not listen to them, because Sahaba radiallahu anhum are those people and those companions of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love and honor and dignity and virtues of Sahaba radiallahu anhum and embed it within our hearts. And at all times, we respect and honor them and we defend them. If there's anybody out there that tells us anything otherwise, we are in the forefront of defending the honor and integrity of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again grant us the love of the Ahle Bayt, the love of all Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and make us from among those who emulate them until Yawmul Qiyamah. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.